I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
But besides that, obviously, like, financially, but I try not to worry about the fine. I don't even know how much I made this year.
Nah, me neither,
I haven't
bro.
Even, I'll probably go through it soon. Made a, you know, good buck this year, but I'm not like, definitely. I don't want to set too many like numbers goals because anything can happen, bro. Anything. I know we're going to be just fine, but like we could shoot way over that 200K number you said. Who knows? Like you really never know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, let me say 100K. But I'm like, bro, I honestly, truly made close to that this year,
even
which
with
is.
The, even with the phone call we have later.
Which like, is what you never know. You never know because all of a sudden in April, we're actually casting for something and that's coming out in September. And it's like, oh, wait, we just got the check and it's. 400K each.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
I think a big goal of mine, a couple goals of mine is like, let's get Nikki and JoJo signed to its content.
That was one of them.
That's one. Two, I want to take the deli more serious as far as like write, trying to write it up as like a TV show. Like mm-hmm. I want to have like a solid, like I want to, we already have a solid pitch, but I want to really like nail that down over the next year. I want to have a couple episodes written out, like scripted, as like a TV show though, not like a fucking deli episode
yep.
and just have it there. And then maybe shoot a pilot episode over the next year.
Pilot would be, yeah, that
but,
would be good.
You know, shit can move fast and you know, we might have something that's like, hey, we want a pilot, you know, next month. So yep. we'll get it done. And, you know, they fund, I don't know. We have a call with the production person later. They're interested in the deli. We already had one a few months back and it went good, but they ended up taking on some other work and, you know, kind of got pushed in the back burner. But, that's another goal is to eventually get the deli. You know, it'd be sick to have it on a streaming service yeah. on Netflix or something.
One other goal I wrote down was to lock in a year partnership with someone.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Security, you know,
that'd be nice.
That's
yeah.
what I had, meet. I said, I want to film high production with Wahlberg. Yeah. Some type of...
Yeah, something.
That's what I wrote. I said, I want to meet Jack Harlow. I wrote that down. Yeah. Definitely, I do. I still do. I want to meet Drake. I think I wrote that down.
Meet Drake.
I want
cool.
to meet Drake. I want Drake to like... Because he interacts with people. Like, for example, that dude on the Connecticut, the hockey team. He really...
AJ Galante.
Yeah, he hit him up.
I know, bro.
Follows
know.
It. Like, it's just, I'm saying, grown up Italian. Like, it's
also the power of Netflix because that dude was on Netflix. Everyone sees Netflix.
It's very true, bro.
Yeah. It's going to be... Shit's gonna boom soon.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. I do want like The Rock. I wrote him too. I said I want to meet The Rock. Like these, it's
the craziest it's, thing to me is that if we ever see The Rock in person, like he knows us. Like he's gonna come up and say hello. Like that's like
but
pretty
that's
fucking
what's
crazy.
Mind blown because it happened with Wahlberg and it's just gonna keep happening.
Yeah.
For example, you know, it might just be Ben Affleck and it's like, whoa.
What'd you just call him?
Ben Affleck. Yeah, how do you say it?
Affleck.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I like saying
Am
things.
Saying how do you say it?
Affleck. Thank you, Justin.
Ben Affleck.
I like it. It's fun.
You know the Affleck commercial?
That's why I always mix them because that shit was coming up when The Town came out.
Oh, that's why, right?
Yeah. Huh. I always say it like that. All
right. When we get to some, I guess we're getting to resolutions right now. That's kind of the goals, right? New Year's resolutions or the health.
Yeah, I told you we weren't going to eat Chinese food this year. I might take that back.
It's one night. A couple crab rangoons.
A couple spare ribs. A little bit of lo mein, a little chicken lo mein or something. A couple egg rolls. I like egg rolls. I really do like egg rolls.
What kind?
Just egg rolls.
Just regular egg rolls?
Like authentic egg rolls.
Like the veggie egg rolls?
Yeah, there's pork in there, though.
I don't really eat the egg rolls.
You don't appreciate it. Hey, one thing, though, you don't appreciate hot pot.
I don't appreciate hot pot. No,
yeah,
I don't.
It's Chinese
I think
culture.
It's just food. You know what I mean? It's just like flank steak on the fucking grill in front of you. And
that's Korean barbecue. Hold on, I don't fuck with Korean barbecue.
You fucking what do you mean? You're pounding it. What are you talking
about?
Well,
yeah, that's good. But I'm just saying I'd rather sit there and do the hot pot. You don't need
it. So did I have hot pot or did I not have hot pot that day?
Yeah, hot pot's the soup. But you didn't really like have it. You really ate the sushi.
I just pounded the steak.
The steak, the yeah. Yeah. The hot pot is the
so
broth.
So what is the hot pot?
The hot pot is the broth. What I was doing, you boil everything in the pot, whether it's dumplings with mushrooms and all type of veggies, and you have a little bowl. You get it from there. You cook what you want.
And what do you mean like I don't appreciate it? What do you talk like?
It's authentic.
See, I look at it like it's
you'll
just
appreciate
soup.
Aria, right? You'll appreciate
right.
sitting down
yes.
in Aria
yes.
in the North End.
I do appreciate
you don't appreciate
that.
Going to Chinatown having hot pot.
I just didn't grow up on that.
Neither
so
did
I. Feel
I.
Like that doesn't bring me back like nostalgia when I'm eating it. Like, oh, this is fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Do you ever crave hot pot?
Yes.
You crave. Why though?
Because it's veggies.
Did you grow
it's
up going to Chinatown
you.
By yourself?
No, but in high school. So I guess I kind of grew up going.
Like, what made you like try it one day?
Dom Caps. He was like, yo, we got to go to Hot Pot. I'm like, what's this? I didn't even know how to use chopsticks, bro. Yeah. And that's how I learned. And that's how I got into more sushi. And
dude, the first time I got to sushi was fucking Yoki in Medford.
Interesting. And there's like different levels to sushi. There's like sushi like that where it's like the same shit where they throw all the fucking all soy sauces and spicy mayos on it. But then there's like
the authentic joints.
Then there's like I think Michelin I like the cheap star versions of the best. Sushi spots where it's like you go in, you eat like a nice nigiri, like a nice sliced fish. That's good.
What about sushi mango? That's another level, right?
Sushi mango?
Yeah.
Nah.
Bro, I just seen they got a video that hit 100 million on Instagram Reels.
Wow.
100 million. Now all their shit's blowing up. They just went from like 500K to like 900K.
100 million views.
100 million views. It was funny as fuck, too. It was like Italian moms on Christmas Day.
Oh, I see.
And they're all
that.
Just like fucking cleaning and yelling. It was actually mad
funny.
It's
so true, though.
Yeah.
It is true.
That
because
shit's wild.
That was good. That was a really good video.
They're going to come. They said for their show, they're going to.
Let's go.
We're going to go backstage with them and shit. We'll do a vlog.
I'm excited to go backstage. I'm excited. I'm excited. I love doing that shit, bro. I love doing the cool shit.
Yep.
Like that's the funny shit where it's like, yo, we're going out, like we're going vlog, like it's fun.
That's some of the best shit, bro. That's some of the best shit.
We got a little Mo coming in town.
We got Lil Mo coming in. Yeah, we probably do a podcast with him. I think, right?
Yeah, we're definitely doing it. Yeah. If he can confirm that time, we're definitely doing the podcast with Lil Mo today. We're gonna script up, try to get some ideas with Mo in the deli
ideas. Yeah. So that'll be good. I've been trying to get him to Boston. We got him hooked up at Dave Saw Chicken. Shout out Al from Dave Saw Chicken. Gonna be going there doing a video. But yeah, that's gonna be a fucking sick way to kick off the new year. Great way to kick off the new year.
What a wonderful time to kick off, and what a wonderful with the fucking meeting we have. Two meetings we have today.
Yeah.
Wonderful way to kick off the new year with the brand partnership.
Yeah,
probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah,
right?
No.
And then we have that meeting with the
production dude. Yeah.
We have Dave's Hot Chicken. I love, dude. I'm so glad we're working with them. That's probably my favorite. One of my favorite partnerships.
It's the goat, bro. Al's the goat, man.
Love it. I love him. I'm like so glad.
The food's good too. It's honky, just like.
No, but if you had to choose the chicken brands, like, oh, you see Raising Cane's, I'm so
I'm
like,
going to Dave's. Dave's is the number one.
Like, there's only a select few of us that like do the Dave's, and that's why I take pride in it. It's not like, obviously there's nationwide ones, but you see everyone else that's big doing Raising Cane's. It's like any athlete or it's Drewski.
Dude, I was never that crazy about Raising Cane's.
I never had it. And honestly, Dave, I'm not going to have it, Al. I'm not going to do it.
No, we're not eating it. No,
I'm doing it.
No. I went to Raising Cane's near the Aganis Arena.
I think that's the only
one. That's the one, yeah. And it's like, I don't know, the chicken, like the breading falls off.
It looks like it falls off. It looks like it falls off.
Just like mad greasy and gross. Dave's is like good quality.
Yeah, I like the Dave's.
It isn't even a fucking ad read. This is just
it's a big 10. I like the spices too. I like the honey with the Dave sauce.
Yeah,
I like the kale slaw.
Yeah.
No one else does kale slaw.
I tried your, I have your oil. I got your oil in the mail.
Was it good?
I put a little truffle oil. Yeah, I use a little truffle oil. Yeah, it's good. It is good.
I like it. I like the glaze. Actually went to Milano's the other day and it was horrible, bro. Like it was bad.
It wasn't good. Their glaze or your glaze?
I had to put my glaze on the sandwich. That's how bad the sandwich was.
And the glaze sandwich sucked.
Dog, it was. I was going to go to Meridian Market, get a Meridian special. But
what
I was
did
like,
you get? What did you
I was
get
up
from
the
them?
Heights and I had to go, like, I want to stop at Happy Valley. Go
the guy in Milano. I always talk to the guy in Milano's when I go in.
I'm not trying to bash, bro. I'm not trying to bash, but I went in.
What was the sandwich?
And this girl I used to date in middle school. Like her mother was there. She was like, "Oh my God, prosciutto, papi, Chad." I'm like, "What's up?" She goes, "You don't remember me?" And I like knew she looked familiar.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Nah, I'm so sorry, I really don't." She goes, "I'm so and so's mom." I'm like, "Oh wow." I'm like, "Where are they about to make my sandwich good, fam?" I got home, bro. And,
oh wait,
like,
she was working there.
She was working there, but like. So I was like, word, the pizza just came out. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be good because they have their pizza's good. I love their pizza. Fam, I get home, bro, and like, dog, it was so cold. And like the they asked me if I wanted a large or a small. I was starving.
It was
I
got, a
like,
sub or a pizza? What do you
sub?
Talking?
I got both.
So what'd you get, though? What'd you get for the
I got
sub?
A chicken nap, the chicken color roasted peppers.
Oh, that's nice. The chicken nap.
With the slice.
Yeah.
You have to get a slice when you go there, no matter what you get. They go, you want a large sub? I said, yeah, I'm hungry, fam. I got home. The sub was this big. The lodges were this big. Fam, not for nothing though, the sub was like $15. And it was, when I kid you not, bro, it was this big.
Yeah.
And it was just like the cutlets were ice cold. It was lunchtime too. It was only like 1 o'clock.
Did she make it?
I don't know who made it. But anyways, bro, I was actually like really upset. I would never post because it's an Eastie. I would never say that. I'm saying it on this because this is real shit.
Yeah.
And like, dog, I was so upset. I'm like, damn, this is why I go to Meridian Market. Milano's used to be so good, bro. I used to love Milano's.
Even like, And yeah, I'm not trying to bash local businesses here. I mean, I love all the local businesses. I'll still go eat there.
No, me too. I'll still end up going Milano's and getting pizza again.
But like Royals too, bro. Royals was fucking so good. The beef, the fries, everything.
Onion rings. What do you know about the onion rings?
I know about the buffalo chicken. Fingers, the tenders, have those.
You know what they did? They mixed that James River in them. That's
what it was, right? Because they did it. I don't know if they still do that anymore.
Maybe not.
Anyway, I don't know if it's new owners or what. A fire happened there, and then it was closed down. It was closed down for a while. And then, bro, I swear to God, when it reopened, it's just not the same.
Milano, same thing. They caught on fire, right? It had to reopen. Did it?
Yeah, I think so. Donna's restaurant closed down.
Thank God.
Why?
Didn't hear all about the fraud? What's going on?
I know
there?
Our family. Take it easy. Don't fucking kid. All right, next topic.
I mean, come on, though. Come on.
You're going to be whacked. Running, shooting your mold.
You know what I'm excited for? I'm excited to Nick Ferrano and Little Mold together. That's some good content.
That'll be really good content. I'm really excited.
They're both from Calabria. I don't know if Mo is, but like Nick is. You know, Dom Caps is from Calabria. You can see like
they look, you're right.
I don't know what it
they
is.
They have that look. That look. They do have
they have like
look.
Doc here. Like doc hair, like especially when you shave, it's
looks like he's from Calabria. Big Joe Gambino.
He is.
He is really. He is,
yes, bro.
I didn't even know that.
But like,
they all kind of look like vampires a little bit.
Yes,
they all look like Count Dracula.
Yes, they. But like, yeah, like not in a bad way, but they do. They all look the same.
Why do all men from Calabria?
I think Little Mo's from Calabria, like or from Napoli. I think.
Why are all Calabria considered hard-headed Italians? Yeah, that makes sense. What is the ethnicity?
We have a call at one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're wrapping up soon. I want to go through... let's go through these New Year's resolutions. So we put on our story for people to send us a voice memo and give us or a voice message and give us their New Year's resolutions or just ask us a question. So I have like four. I realized after I posted, no one can send a message unless they I follow them. Or if they DM me and I answer them, then they can send a voice message. So I have two people that I know personally that we both know. And then I have these two girls that were like, hey, I can't send a voice message. So I asked them back and they sent one. So let's go through it, shall we? Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So the first one coming up, I have this girl named Victoria. Victoria's been following me for a little bit, I think. Yeah, so you ready to hear it? Are you good over there?
Yeah, Victoria.
You know?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, Victoria, here we go.
Okay, here's my chance. Hey guys, I'm Victoria. I am not from Boston, but my fiance Ryan is. We're getting married in February in Western Massachusetts.
What's up with all this wedding talk? See, there's some energy, man. I swear to God, we start talking about something and then it comes up again. This was
Justin, bro. There's like
this was last night.
Four people got engaged. I know in Florida. Like, come on.
Well, it is Christmas time too. All right, Justin, Victoria's getting engaged. Let's continue the message.
Resolution, because I'm already doing everything I need to be doing, but I have a question. I have a small furniture refurbishing business. And I've been watching a lot of Storage Wars lately, if you've seen that show.
I like that show.
I'm thinking about trading in my sedan, getting a pickup truck, and I think we're going to go auction on these storage units. Do you think this show is fake and they put things in there that people wouldn't have? Or do you feel like this is a business opportunity? I know you guys are businessmen, so tell me your opinion.
So I'm just like, I haven't watched Storage Wars in mad long.
So they sell units.
So do you know do you understand her question? Because I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I think she's asking if she wants to put her units on there.
Justin, are you familiar?
Yeah. All right. So she's saying like, if she was to go do that, right?
Yeah.
Does she think like, do you guys think she's going to actually find some good deals? On the show?
So she goes there and she's selling shit to the people on the show.
She wants to buy them.
She wants to go buy storage units. Okay. And then sell this shit.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, my opinion, anything like that is there's some stage shit to it.
Oh, if it's on TV, there's always some script or stage shit. Yeah,
there's some stuff.
I mean, we haven't had an experience on reality TV. We know some people that have, and like I could tell you a lot of it's. Like you said, there's some scripted shit, but I mean, who knows? I mean, people probably aren't making money off it. I'm probably not the best one to give you advice on this, because I don't really know too much about the space. But I think having the ambition is huge. I think the fact that you want to go trade your fucking car in and chase that's big. That says a lot, you know? You want to chase your dream if that's what you want to do.
I mean, yeah. I don't want to tell you to do it, you know? And then like, Jesus.
No, do it. Go do it. Just go chase it. What the fuck do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? All right, you lose a couple dollars. You go fucking, you know what I mean? Just don't go broke. That's it. And then, you know, if it fails, you try something else. If not, keep going.
What's his parents do it? They say they...
oh, really?
Yeah, they say most of the time, like every now and then you'll like strike gold, but usually you just break even.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. So there you go. His fiance's parents do it, and they said that at the worst they break even. So you might as well go try it. Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Shout out Victoria. Shout out Ryan.
Shout out Victoria. Ryan. Congrats on your. They said they'll get married or engaged.
Yeah. Fiance.
Congrats on that. All right. Next, we got Darren Batista. You know Darren Batista?
Sometimes.
Number 3 trainer on the Equinox Company. One of our trainers. Well, trainer loosely, like he'll work out with us and stuff. He doesn't work out with us no more.
He's too cool.
He got a lot of clients. He's a busy guy. He's making the cash. But Darren works at Equinox. He was actually our first connection there. And he works out with me like once a week usually. Good friend of ours. So let's see what Darren the trainer has to say.
My New Year's resolution for 2024 is to lock the Prosciutto and Big TG in at least once a week with Big Boy DB in the gym, Equinox Seaport. I better hear myself on your damn podcast, baby.
Let's go. That's funny. That's so funny because we do need to lock in one day. One day a week, bro? I really think it should be legs. Legs and cardio all in one, because without that, I ain't doing it. I'll run. But like, am I gonna
I mean, we could always alternate it though.
Yeah, different every week.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, we can definitely lock that in. I think that's probably, we should make that a priority. You know?
Every single like one day that week. So this way, it's like no matter what,
we're getting in the gym. Yeah, I agree.
With him, like you know what I mean. That one day, like every Monday, every week, you get clear you're in that morning, like him, you're fucking being there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's big. Yeah, Big D, we can fucking set it up, buddy. Yeah, definitely.
What do you think would be better? You think later in the week? Because later in the week is where you have that no energy and you're like, I'm kind of want to slack. But then if we have him locked in later in the week, it's like, nah, we're there. Better than the, but also the, for me, struggle is Monday. No,
you're right. I think the later in the week. Yeah, because struggle is Monday, but at the same time, like, I don't know.
It's also easy. Monday's a low-key easy.
I'm kind of looking forward to it because I probably took off the weekend. So, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go on Monday, you know?
Facts. So, that's what I'm saying. I think we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then, like, that Thursday or Friday. Because if we are going out on Friday, you get that nice one in.
I agree. Next, we got Relax Gaetano. You know Relax Gaetano?
Is that Al? It's Al.
Yeah, Al from Bad Brain. Friend of the show. Al, I don't know what the fuck you're going to say on him.
I know, I might have to cut it out. Something's coming out.
Because the last time they asked us a question, it was like we had to cut it out because it was like, who the fuck do you hate the most or something? But I love that about them. They fucking push the limits. But let's see. Let's see what Al says.
It's content, boys. Love the movement. Love what you guys are doing. I bet you if you ask my wife for New Year's resolutions for myself, she'd say eliminate caffeine. Right now, I'm at 10 to 12 espressos a day.
That's insane.
Fresh off 8 right now.
He's maybe not even kidding.
I'm a little jacked up. Cigars, got to eliminate the cigars. 2 to 3 a day, maybe that's a little bit excessive. Number 3, brown liquor. Can't be hitting fifths of liquor when you're a father with a kid and a wife. Can't be doing that. But guess what? I am going to do none of those things. That's my New Year resolution. Maybe even increase it all. But there is one thing I want to do, and that is to be more like you guys in terms of consistency. You've been consistently killing it, and guess what? It's fucking noticed, dude.
Bro, that was fucking, he's funny, bro.
So he's not quitting that stuff?
No, so he's not quitting. That's the resolution. He really had me in the first half.
I thought he said he's quitting all of it. I was like, oh,
no, he's just going to up the espressos and the cigars and the brown liquor. And you know what? I respect it. Be a man. Fucking drink till you die. Be a man.
Yeah, damn, that one. That was good, though. I like that.
That was funny. Nah, he's a good dude. Bro, I fuck with the whole podcast.
That's what we want to do, though. I want people to see it and be like, damn. You know how many people I've seen start a cooking channel and they've told me it's because of me? I'm like, damn, that's so lit, bro. Yeah, like, it really is, dude.
Everyone sees it. I mean, it's like, it kind of goes unnoticed to us sometimes because we're so like locked in doing shit. You know what I mean? But like, I'm posting once a day every fucking day the last 3 years, bro.
I forgot to fucking say in Florida, bro. I'm like chilling there. My uncle has like the restaurants, the bars open to people too, but like it is like private, like certain area of it. And bro, there's this one dude comes in with the bar. Like he didn't know no one. Like, no one knew him. He comes in with his buddy. He's a bigger guy. He got a big I know what you're got a say. Big Celtics Letterman jacket on. And my uncle's just like, obviously anyone from Boston, Florida's common with Boston people. My uncle's like, oh, like, who are you? Blah, 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 like making friends. It was my nephew's here. And then he looked at me. He goes, that's your fucking nephew? He knew me right away, bro. He's like, I love you guys so much. He was like making a big scene in the thing. And right before this, I was just telling my cousin, she was like, you're famous. I'm like, nah, I'm like, I'm still the same person. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm not famous.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
That's funny.
Right, like 2-3 minutes right after, that's bro. Funny. And he emails me the picture. He's all banged up. He's all banged up, bro. He sent the email like 4 or 5 times. He goes, oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm sorry I embarrassed that's awesome. You. You really made my night. And then he snuck something else in there. You want to know what he said?
No, I already know what he said.
He goes, I want Maggie.
I did not think you were going to say that.
He goes, I want Maggie. I was like, yo.
You should have sent it to her.
I know. I think I still will. I'll screenshot and send it. But that's like, fucking, dog, dude, that was hilarious. How many times do people fucking say that to us, though?
Yeah, I think cool. It's just because we have such a male-dominated audience that she's the only girl we film with, so it's automatically going to get fucking creeps, you know? Yeah. Not that he's a creep, you know what I mean? Well, no, kind of a creep. A little bit,
I actually have a question.
Shout out him, though. Shout out him.
We got the Jets playing the Pats. Do we roll to the last Pats game?
Did pretty we roll? Shitty game. Should we roll? I would. I mean, I missed the last fucking two. You fucked me last time.
I didn't really fuck you, bro. The Chiefs game, you were sleeping. You
fucked me bad.
Bro, we barely went to bed. What were we doing?
We were up. I don't know. I don't know what we were doing.
We were up. We were drinking somewhere.
I don't know. But we weren't going, so I went and slept in. Anyway, let's not even get into this. We're just going off topic here. Anyway, before we move on, shout out Bad Brain Podcast. Go check out our guys at Bad Brain, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all that. They have talent, bro. They're funny. They literally crack me up. Whenever I'm on that, I go on that podcast because I have fun. So shout out them. Go check them out. We got Melissa Jean, 7656. Her, want to hear her bio? True Blue Masshole. That's her bio. Here we go. Melissa Jean.
Hey guys. I'm calling about the New Year's resolution. My name is Melissa. I'm from Lowell, Mass.
Lowell.
And my New Year's resolution is just to stay the same because you know what? Nobody's perfect. Everybody is special and why change that? So and I think I'm a pretty cool person. So I wanna wish you guys a happy, healthy, successful 2024. You guys are right. I love you guys. Just keep doing what you're doing. You guys were amazing. And you guys are very cute too. So have a great New Year's. Be safe.
Melissa, thank you so much.
Trying to sneak that in there at the end. What's going on?
Yo, that just gave me the chills, though. Imagine if we had a phone we can fucking put down and say, yo, call at this time. We're live.
I know.
We should try to do that.
How many phone numbers did we get when we put that in? We just don't have a phone for it.
I know. Call in at
this
time.
We can do that again, though, once we figure out.
Let's fucking start our own radio station.
We should. Justin, do you know if there's like an app you can call from? Oh, you said you could just star 6-7.
Well, you can do like Google numbers.
No, but I kind of want the numbers calling in. It's kind of fun that.
That's pretty.
Like live.
Just like in the middle of the pod.
Well, we could do. I want to like.
And I can have a phone going live at the same time.
I think we could join each other's live. Do it. So it doesn't echo. I'll put my phone out there.
But we would need another phone. If we're both going live, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Or just one of us goes live or something.
Probably you, right?
they have to have your phone number? Or maybe you can make a fake I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You know what? We should get an It's Content phone. I'll just put it under my plan.
We'll just get a fucking trap phone.
We'll get a work phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe a work iPad.
A work iPad, yeah.
Could you get a phone number for you can't get a phone number for an iPad. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty sick, actually. That'd be worth it.
A phone number for an iPad?
That don't make sense, Justin, right? That's basically a phone.
That's basically a phone.
Sorry, I'm a little slow.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, so do you have any more messages?
I didn't really. I had like a couple of.
Play one.
I didn't really get voicemails.
I didn't get a voice note. My New Year's resolution is to get rid of the dad bod and get in shape. Jesse Gula.
All right, ready?
Me too, buddy.
This is my response. Is ready? My sister's a whore. Nice. A different one, suck my dick.
Nice.
Another one, bag of dicks. Another one, to eat more prosciutto. Okay. I don't make New Year's resolutions, you fat fucks. You can change your life tomorrow. Okay. That one.
Someone said that?
Yep.
Wait, actually?
Yep. To shop less, save more, and act like I'm broke until 2025. You know what? Ocean view and sunsets. I really, really, I think I'm locked in on that.
I
feel like
you have a lot more haters on your page. What's going on? I got a lot more positive shit.
I don't know, but what's this?
Come on. Shut it off, buddy. We're in the middle of a fucking business venture right now. I got a salute from Argentina. We got fans in Argentina, if you're wondering.
Wait, who?
Salute from Argentina. I also got Pepe Steaks in Sutterton, Pennsylvania, that wants to work with us. Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good vibes for 24. Yeah, I think, you know, just growth. Like I said in the last podcast, the word for 24 is growth. We're going to grow financially, mentally, health, everything.
I need a... Yep.
That's it. Just going to smarten up and go to work. Be a man.
I think this year is going to be life-changing.
Yeah, I agree.
For everyone around us, too.
Yeah.
Because everything's just going to level up. I just can't wait to, like, I don't know. It's just all going to happen. Everything.
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently, and because part of me knows that this is going to be you know what I mean? It's a long term thing, you know. Like, there's, you hit levels and you level up. It's not just an overnight thing. But I always what keeps me going, I feel like the most is just keep. I feel like it's just a couple months away. We're close. I can feel it. You know what I mean? Know, like, I can feel the next level, and then you hit that, and you just keep climbing and climbing. You know, so I feel it. I do. I think
I want to make something clear too, we're not making thousands off these videos.
Yeah.
You know, someone brought it to our attention, oh yeah, you guys must be making
60K
off of the millions. It's bro, no.
If you hit a video, to give you guys some context, if a video hits a million views on TikTok and someone's getting paid through TikTok, the creator fund, you're probably making $20 off that. I'm not even kidding you. Maybe 30 bucks.
I bet.
It's ridiculous. Maybe 40. But
it's really the brand partnerships and
But that's the thing, is we're also making money, but it's a hustle every day.
But it's also grinding, and it's also doing the free shit for the brands that eventually you get paid for. Starting out content creating, and you just understand you are not going to be paid right away.
I think if people are starting to get paid, you're already on the wrong foot.
You have to start
I didn't think I was going to ever make a dollar off.
You can't start it and be like, yo, I'm going to get paid fully for this right away. It's no, you have to start off loving it.
Bro.
You have Even when you started, you didn't
do it for money. You just did it to do it. You were fucking working.
People don't realize what I was doing.
I know.
I was
in fucking college, dude. I was doing online school. I just did it for
really
fun.
Really break it down. It's damn, you really have to hustle. You can't do it.
You get the followers. You start seeing your impact on people. That gets fun. And it's all right, well, let's keep going. Keep doing it for fun. But bro, I still enjoy fucking. A lot of people say sports players, it's my therapy is on the field or on the court. I don't think about anything else. I swear to God, when we're filming in the deli, I don't think about anything else.
No, you don't.
I'm just in the moment having fun. It's that's everything. Literally fun.
It's kind of a low key of a feeling the first event.
Because I have that high of oh fuck, I can't wait to see when this comes out. I want to see how funny this is once it's all edited. You put
all that good energy into it. Because when I'm done, bro, and I go home, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I just thought of another goal too that I said I want to get into streaming. That's the future, bro. Streaming is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. I think getting into that, whether it's Twitch or just more on my phone on Instagram, or just streaming's just going to keep leveling up. So now, I want to get into streaming. What if
we did it's content under Twitch and we both used it?
That's what we should do. We should do that. We should, because bro, I met this kid Imani yesterday. I was telling you, who works he's kind of behind the scenes. I don't want to put him on blast, but he works with Kai Sanat a little bit. And he literally, his neighbors with him in Atlanta, and he told me about their whole group. He's a part of a group, Kai, called Amp or something. It's six dudes. He's one of the six. And they all live in a house in Atlanta, and they all just stream together every night. And they have one page that's called Amp something, and they all push that page, and it's similar to what we want to do, bro. It's sick.
I think that's the way we do this.
But they all just stream together, bro. It's imagine if me, you, Nikki, and JoJo just set a day every other day and just streamed for 2 hours.
I know.
Every night, you know what I mean? Even if it's not video games.
We should start doing
just talking
it.
Shit, you know?
We got to buy a separate camera, I think, right?
Yeah, there's some stuff that goes into it, but it can't be that rocket science to figure out. No,
definitely can't. Where'd you meet him?
Dude, so quick backstory. So Connor Holloway, shout out to him. I connected with him a couple years ago, bro. He shot a couple indie movies in Boston. Then he moved off to LA and he helped me. I helped him promote his movie like when I first started, like on my story. And we just kept in touch and he been telling me to come out to LA and just like meet him and shit. And I never got out there. And he's from here originally. And he came back and he was like, yo, you want to link up? And I'm like, yeah, come by my office. I'm doing work. So he pulled up with the kid and he was just telling me all the shit he has going on. The kid Connor, he's working on another movie and he's about to drop it. He's a hustler. This kid's a hustler, bro. He's from around here. The kid Imani, he told me like he moved out to LA with nothing, bro. And he just ended up making connections. He's tight with like one of Yeet's people. He's fucking tight with Kai's people. Like they're connected people out there. But yeah, bro, they're just hustlers, bro. Like just talking to them and hearing like about their shit, it just makes you wanna. You gotta be around people like
you
that.
You have to.
I can't be around low energy people. I can't be around negative people. You can't. It just brings you down. I swear to God, talking to them, I was like, damn, I'm actually really enjoying myself. It's funny too because they're not like. They're cool kids, but they're not like our typical people. You know what I mean? Like they're like the kid Connor, like he's like definitely like LA. You know what I mean? He's from here, but he's like very LA. Yeah. But he's like it's like someone I wouldn't typically be like, oh, I'm gonna be friends with this person, but he's a really cool kid. He's a hustler. But yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap this up. Yeah, 2024, let's get it. Got a big couple meetings today. And
you know what? I might sneak a little Chinese food in. For the new year, egg rolls, maybe just like order egg rolls. Hey, you know what? I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna get out of here now. Thanks, Justin.
At the end of the day, it's all content. Thanks for watching.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gonna let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. Got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay.